Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, I'm excited about the Lord our God and all that he's done and doing in and through the lives of his wonderful people. And I come to tell you on today that without a surety of a doubt that God is going to bless his people in a mighty and a special way. On today, we're going to speak really briefly in your hearts today in regards to the blessings of the Lord. As God said in his word, that the blessings of the Lord, it makes us rich and add no sorrow. And I've come to speak to your heart a no sorrow blessing in your spirit, and that God's grace is sufficient for whatever you may have need of. The grace of God is able to strengthen, and the grace of God is able to keep and fortify you as you move forward into the things of the Lord our God. I know without a shadow of a doubt that this may have been a season perhaps maybe filled with so many transitions in and out, up and down. But I come just to encourage your heart for just a moment and to pray with you on this special small segment on today of a word of empowerment. It is your season. And not only is it your season, but it's your turn, and your turn to be blessed in and through and by the power of God. Truly, he is the righteous Savior and the Holy One of Israel that have all power in his hand, and he can do all things but fail. Gracious God, we thank you, dear God, for even this moment to come on behalf of your people to bind the forces of darkness and to cast out and cast it down up under the feet of thy people and declare and decree that you are the righteous Savior. You are the Holy One of Israel, and you got all power in your hand, and you can do all things but fail. We cry out unto you, and we call your name, O God, that have all power in it. Father, I pray that you bless your people. Bless them with that no sorrow blessing, Lord, a blessing that will make them rich and add no sorrow, undergird and fortify and strengthen we, your people. And Father, we thank you because you are the righteous Savior, the Holy One of Israel. God, we praise your name because you are the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. And Father, we appraise your blessed name from whom all blessings flow. Father, we thank you because you are the righteous Savior and you're the right now God. And we thank you, dear God, for blessing we, your people. And Lord, we take this time to bind the devil. We bind the forces of darkness and the embassies of the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare your sovereign will to be done and your sovereign will to take place in the life of your people. God said in his word that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And Father, we thank you because whatever the enemy try to do against your people, it shall not prosper. Every wicked thing has to bow to the name of Jesus. Every unrighteousness is going to bow to the name of Jesus. And we exude that name right now in the name of Jesus. And we send the name forward before us, oh God. Father, we thank you because you're good. We thank you because you're kind. We thank you because you're righteousness, God. And we thank you because you got all power in your hand. And Father, we thank you because you're so good. We thank you because you're so kind and you can do all things but fail. And Lord, we give you glory and honor that's due unto your name, Lord. Every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, we command it down, God, In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise to the glory of the Father which is in heaven. Oh God, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. Now, Father, anyone and all those that have listened to this segment, we command a blessing in their life. We command you and we touch and agree with you that you will bless them for whatever they have need of and desiring from you, God. We touch and agree that every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God will be cast down in the name of Jesus, God. We praise your wonderful and your matchless name, God. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. From the glory of the Father which is in heaven. You are that righteous Savior. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King of Kings. You are, Lord, the lily in the valley. You are the door. You are the way. You are the truth, God. You are the one that have all power in the hand. And, Lord, we bind the forces of darkness. We bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you for order. Thank you for making a way out of nowhere. Thank you for renewed strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are that righteous Savior, the Holy One of Israel. Have thine own way, oh God. And Father, we'll praise your name. We'll give you the glory and the honor that's due unto your name. Father, we praise you for your righteousness. We praise you for being a God of your word, a God of integrity, a God of righteousness. God, we thank you today. We praise your great big name, oh God, and we say thank you for being good. Thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God, and we give you glory and honor that's due unto your name. And Father, we thank you, and we give you praise that's due unto you, Lord, and we say glory be unto thy name, oh Most High. We glorify your name and we lift you up and we give you all glory, praise, and honor because you are that righteous Savior and the Holy One of Israel. Have thine own way, O God. Bless those that would listen to this prayer, God, that their hearts would be encouraged, their heart would be strengthened. And I speak and pray the spiritual ruah in their nostrils, God, their spiritual nostrils, that they will receive the strength that they need, the power that they need, Lord. And we give you glory and honor, Lord. In the matchless name of Jesus, we love you because you're good. We love you because you're good and kind, God. Unto your people. And Father, we thank you because you are the one that have all power in your hand and you can do all things but fail. And Father, we give you glory and honor, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Kurama shandiri kotorobo shikienda. Kito kurodorobo shikirienda kamanaka shekea. Haradorobo shikabinda dorobo. Father, we praise your blessed name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Truly, we thank you for this just short moment of being with us for a moment of prayer. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will strengthen you. I pray that God will continue to make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and that God will continue to meet every one of your needs, and not one of your needs will go last, because the God in which we serve, he's able to do all things but fail. So be encouraged, man of God. Be encouraged, woman of God. The God in which we serve, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he is well able to do all things but fail. And all we have to do is continue to put our trust and confidence in him, and he will do what he said he would do. Hold on and keep your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and watch him bring it to pass on your behalf. Whatever you have need of, whether it's clothes for your children, whether it's food on your table, whether it's a door that needs to be opened, whether it's a word spoken or maybe just faith, God is going to bless you and strengthen you and fortify you as never before. Let the blessings of the Lord and the glory of the Lord continue to rise upon you, and may it kiss you upon your spiritual face and heart, and that it may write upon you the fragrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you'll forever live bountifully in the bountiful blessings of our Lord and Savior. Don't give up, don't back up, and don't bow nor bend under the pressure that the adversary will bring against you, but always keep your spirit, heart, and mind humble and broken before the Lord our God, because he said, a broken and a contrite spirit I will not despise. And so as you continue to stay holy and righteous before the Lord our God and endeavoring to hold fast to what has been delivered unto the precious saints, even the faith, even your word, the word of the Lord our God, stand in it, stand on it, and watch God bring it to pass on your behalf. Remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one prayer away and one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be and will be open unto you. May the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow, is my prayer. And until we meet again, may the blessings of God exude in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we meet again. Bye-bye.